And now the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs are going home, back to Lastonbury in the New England summer, back to the peace and quiet of the town that Molly loves so much. But Sammy is not going home as Sylvia's husband. Sammy is being moved gently, carefully across the miles, back to Lastonbury to get well after the terrible motor accident in which Sylvia drove him. Sylvia has begged Molly to let her go back to Lastonbury with the Goldbergs. But Molly knows Sammy's true feelings, how he pities this girl who nearly destroyed his life, and how he feels that in some way, he too is responsible for everything that happened, so much that he still wants to marry Sylvia. It's hard for Molly to say yes to Sylvia's request, but then again, she feels that Sammy's wishes are paramount. Meanwhile, Molly and Rosie are in the Allison home, waiting for a call from Jake. Listen.
Ma.
Yes, darling.
Mr. Allison wants you to come inside. He wants to talk to you a minute.
I talked enough, darling. More talk I can't endure.
Go in, Ma, and see what he wants.
No, darling. I'm waiting for Papa's call. He's calling me from the hospital.
I'll wait in here for the call, and you go in, Ma.
No, I'm not going in, Rosalie. I'm not going in. I'm waiting here. Is Sylvia inside with her father?
No, she's upstairs. Mama, darling, you're not going to let her come to Lastonbury with us.
Rosalie, please, let me rest my mind a minute. Please, darling, let me rest my mind. Mama's got to relax a minute, please. If not, I'm calling to pieces.
Well,
don't start with the questions backwards and forwards. That's all I'm asking you. Well, no questions. Is she not? I'm quiet. That's all. If you have a pencil and a paper handy, darling, scribble me better a few lines to Martha Wilberforce. Maybe she'll be able to have the house fixed up and make spick and speak, and so I wouldn't have that also on my mind. Huh?
You want me to write it now?
Please. While I'm waiting for Papa's call.
Why don't you wait until Papa calls, Ma? And then you can write to Martha and tell her exactly when we're leaving.
That information I can put on the P.S. In the meantime, I can write my salutation.
All right, but tell me what you want to write and I'll write it.
Get a pencil, darling. Why do you always say to me, Mama dear, tell me and I'll remember and I'll do. Every time, Mama, even in psychological time like this moment, you have to say to me, I'll remember and I'll write. Why is it always such a terrible chore for you to sit down and to write, Mama, a few words or scribble a line? Why, Mama, you please? Must I feel like that at this moment? Write me, dear. Here, take in my pocketbook. You'll see my fountain pen. And take, I don't care if you write on a postal card, write something. Oh. Please, darling. Write.
Do you want me to tell her about Sammy's accident?
Well, I'll have to mention something. I'll have Sammy come off on a stretcher. How will that look? I didn't say something to the people in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know, darling. I don't know what to do. Well, I'll take it. That must be Papa.
All right, Ma.
Hello?
Hello, Molly.
Yes, Jake, dear. I'm listening.
I'm arranging everything at the hospital.
Yes, dear.
I'll go on the train with Sammy.
No, we'll go on the train with Sammy, dear. We'll go on the train with Sammy. And we'll let Seymour and Uncle David drive the car back to Lastonbury.
All right. Let us be like that.
All right. And, Jake, darling, a nurse also, huh, Jake?
What then? Speak to Uncle David about some money, Molly. I may be short.
I did already, Jake.
All right.
Jake.
Yeah?
Did you speak to Sammy?
Yes.
Did he speak to you about anything?
What do you mean, anything?
Does Sammy know that we're moving him?
Yes, I told him.
So?
So what?
I mean, Sylvia.
She's not coming with us, Molly.
Did Sammy say anything?
That's beside the point.
But did he?
I'll call you later.
All right. Bye.
What do we have to do now, Ma?
Was Jake on the phone? Was that Jake, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, Mr. Allison. Yes, go, Rosie, dear. Get it together, everything, so we can get ready.
There's nothing, Ma. Only the handkerchiefs and shirts that Carabelle ironed for Sammy.
Get them, dear. And make a package or a bundle.
All right, Ma.
And scribble me the postal card to Martha.
Mrs. Goldberg, why won't you or Jake let me help you a little? If helping you with my money is the only way I can help, then why don't you let me do it?
Because we don't need it, Mr. Allison.
Don't I know your circumstances?
Uncle David is letting us have what we need.
Well, can't I lend you some money?
No, thank you.
You treat my money as if it was stolen, as if it was cursed or something. I worked honestly and hard for every penny I have. Maybe I was a fool, but I was an honest fool.
If I could take your money, Mr. Allison, you wouldn't have to come to me now and offer it to me. I would have asked you for it.
Why can't you take it?
I don't know. I can't.
What happened to you and happened to your son, I'm sorry for. You know how I feel, Mrs. Goldberg. I would do everything in my power to undo what Sylvia did.
I'm not thinking of Sylvia, but of you.
Me?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Allison. And you came here, happy, very happy, Mr. Allison, to see Sammy married to Sylvia. You knew what happened, how Sammy ran away because he didn't want to marry Sylvia. And you lied to us. You said he went on a business trip, and you lied. You didn't come and speak to me frankly, Mr. Allison.
I did it for my daughter.
I'm doing this for my son. I don't want to be obligated to you or to anyone in any way, no matter how small. We owe you nothing. I want to owe you nothing, no matter how small or how little. What happened to you? What happened between Sylvia and Sammy happened because my son felt obligated to your daughter. It's enough, Miss Allison. It's too much.
Yes, it's too much.
I don't feel bitter towards you, Miss Allison. I feel a kind of a hopeless helplessness. And Miss Allison, I'm tired. And I wish there was an end already to all this talk. I want to take my son home and have him with me and be alone with my family. That's all. And for that, I don't need any help. Thank you very much, Miss Allison.
Sylvia? Where are you going? What are you packed for?
I'm going away.
Where?
It depends on Mrs. Goldberg. I want to go to Lastonbury with her until Sam is better.
She doesn't want you.
May I come, Mrs. Goldberg?
I offered her my help. It was rejected. Maybe Mrs. Goldberg is right not to want anything from us. Maybe she's wrong, but she refuses.
May I come, Mrs. Goldberg?
Can't you realize it's over, Sylvia? I can forgive you because I love you. I can try to help you and help myself. But for these people, the sooner they're rid of us, the better. It's over, Sylvia. Completely over.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg, let me alone. Can't you give me this chance, Mrs. Goldberg? All I want to do is be with him until he's better. And then I'll go away. I promise you, I'll never marry him.
Sylvia, it's useless, Sylvia.
It's not useless. I'll get down on my knees to you if you want me to. I'll do anything you say. Please, Mrs. Goldberg, I have to do this as much for myself as for Sam. Please, let me have this chance. You know I'm speaking the truth.
Whether you're speaking the truth is not what matters now. You want to come home with us because you want to help Sammy? You can come. If you realize that he don't love you and he never will love you, if you know that only pity is in his heart for you, then you can come. If you can forget yourself and only remember that Sammy must get well, then come. And mostly, Sylvia, if you can be a person enough to leave when he don't need you anymore, then come. And remember, Sylvia, that you're coming because I have to say yes now to what Sammy wants. And remember that I will, that I will, that I will, and I can do everything in the world to prevent you from forgetting what you're promising me now.
As Molly utters these words, Mr. Allison looks at the girl who is his daughter, whose life he has never understood, whose heart and mind are a mystery to him. And he wonders what the end of this strange pilgrimage will be. And be sure to listen tomorrow to The Goldberg, those lovable folks whose story is written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is Bill Rogers saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.